You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Jennifer Nikolaisen, the Executive Director of Seek Healing. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hey, Emma. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for sitting down with me. So to get started, would you introduce yourself and talk about the work that you do?
Absolutely. So as you said, my name is Jennifer Nikolaisen. I am the ED of Seek Healing. We are a relatively new outfit in town. We're a nonprofit that offers free aftercare and integration services to people who are healing from addiction or recently in recovery, post-detox, post-rehab. The services that we offer are all centered around this primary concept that the opposite of addiction is connection, meaningful human connection. So our services are all kind of centered around how do we get people frequent access to those experiences of connection.
Lately, addiction and recovery and harm reduction have been taking a forefront in the news. And I'm wondering if you can speak to the ecosystem that exists here in Western North Carolina about the different organizations and the different strategies to address this issue in our community.
Absolutely. And it's a great question. Thank you for asking it. I think one of the most difficult things about this topic and about, the ongoing overdose crisis that we're facing is that it's complicated. There's a lot of layers to it. There's a lot of layers to the individual experience. And you see that also reflected in a lot of layers in the treatment options and the various ways that we're tackling this as a society. So I guess I can speak to, we have here in Asheville a pretty robust rehab and recovery industry. So the for-profit industry around here has lots of different options for people who are seeking treatment through their insurance plan or through Medicaid. There's a number of really wonderful government-funded options for people who don't have health insurance and are limited to options like Medicaid. Some detox centers here locally, if you aren't aware of them, great resources to be aware of are the C3-356 Behavioral Urgent Care Center on Biltmore Avenue. They can get people in for a 7-day detox and make referrals out to places like JFK ADACT and others. So, of course, there's that whole treatment environment and the importance of first getting yourself detoxed if you're dealing with a serious substance use issue like a heroin dependency. The reason why we're around is really for that time after detox. So Seek Healing was founded really because there's a kind of gap in the services offerings for when people get finished with detox, get finished with rehab. You come out on the other side of that, usually very transformative experience with very, very few options and resources available to you. And for a lot of people, the only option they have is going straight back to the environment where they got sick in the first place. So our program is around to support people in that transition, to subsidize services for them to focus on their healing and recovery work while they're, doing all of the other really difficult work of keeping the lights on, keeping a roof over their head, finding a job, that sort of thing.
How can people access your resources?
So the best way to get involved in our program is if you are currently struggling with addiction yourself or you're recently out of a detox or rehab program, the best way to get enrolled is to call our phone number. It's 828-547-0222. That's 828-547-0222. And if you call that number, what'll happen is we're just going to start a conversation with you. So since we're all about human connection on our side, we're not a medical provider. We're not counselors. What we're doing is getting you paired up with somebody who's gone through our listening training. This is a volunteer training that focuses entirely on nonviolent communication, authentic relating techniques, really just how to hold space and be with someone, regardless of what they're feeling. So if you come to us and you get enrolled with our program, we're first going to match you up with one of those volunteers, someone to sit with every week and just be really real about where you're at in your journey. It serves as a great complement if you're working the steps and have a sponsor. This person is not your sponsor since their charge is actually to do the opposite of giving you advice. It's to just be with you and have a human connection. So it can work really well in complement if you are a person who is served well by working the steps and having a sponsor. And if you're not, then this can be an important space for you to have to just connect with someone on a real level. So the program matches you up with that volunteer. And then we also help you get access to a number of other activities and communities and cool things that are going on here in Asheville to get you connected and excited about other things to fill your life with now on the other side of this experience. So we provide free subsidized access to things like yoga classes, meditation clinics, acupuncture, trauma healing services. We go out on foraging hikes and get people involved with different basketball and pick up sports meetups. The idea really being that, you know, try something. If you don't like that, try something else. But we have a whole community of incredible healers here in the Asheville community who have stepped up to partner with us and offer these services to people who need them the most.
So one of the reasons that we're sitting down with you today is that tomorrow is Overdose Awareness Day. Can you talk about what will be happening here in the community to acknowledge that?
For sure. So August 31st is International Overdose Awareness Day, and we're celebrating it here in Asheville tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Pack Square. Seek Healing is one of the co-sponsor organizations. We're also putting it on with three other harm reduction organizations in town, the Steady Collective, WNCAP, the Western North Carolina AIDS Project, and NCHRC, the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition. So much of what I'm talking about here and describing Seek Healing services is what we call a harm reduction approach to addiction healing and recovery. The idea being that addiction is fundamental to the human experience. If you are a human, you probably struggle with addiction on some level. And the point is not necessarily to demonize addiction or to demonize drug use, but rather to just reduce the harm and the damage that's associated with that and meet people where they're at. So all four of us organizations really take that approach to addiction, including caring for people who are current drug users. The Steady Collective and WNCAP operate the two syringe exchanges here in town where people can go to get clean syringes, other supplies that will help keep them safe while they're in those patterns. So the Overdose Awareness Day tomorrow, we will all be out there. The four of us will be introducing our organizations. We're also going to be joined by some really, we have a whole set of incredible speakers joining us tomorrow. Jan Shepherd, the director of Buncombe County Public Health, will be giving opening remarks. We will also be hearing from County Commissioners Al Whitesides and Jasmine Beach Ferrara, and joined later in the evening by John Ager, our North Carolina House of Representatives. In addition to the local politicians speaking out about what the state and county responses to the crisis, we'll be joined by a number of families who've lost loved ones to this epidemic. For those of us out there who have loved and lost in the wake of this crisis, I speak to you on a very human level right now, knowing just how confusing and devastating and heartbreaking that loss is. The purpose of this event is for you and for us to come together as a community to hold space for that grief, to let it be what it is, and to honor those that we've lost together. So the event will end with a candlelight vigil. We'll be joined by Pastor Mark of Haywood Street Congregation in giving a blessing and lighting candles together to remember those that we've lost.
How can people in the community who are not currently experiencing addiction support the work that you do and show up for this community?
It's a great question, Emma. I fundamentally believe that addiction is not so much a disease of the individual as it is of our community, and that by elevating our whole community, we can work together to create an environment that's inherently resilient to addiction. So the listening training that I spoke of earlier, our volunteers are, you know, stepping up to just meet with someone and connect in a human way once a week. That is my best response to that question as to how you can get involved and take some action in this crisis that's dominating headlines. You know, ultimately by doing that and by fostering real connection, either in an intentional way through our volunteer program or just in your everyday life with the people around you, the more that we can connect with each other in a way that's non-shaming, non-judgmental, and just really being raw and vulnerable and honest about the feelings that we're experiencing, the more that we're all going to feel supported by each other and be less in need of pain.
For people who are just learning about harm reduction, how can they learn more?
So we actually have a seminar that we're now hosting monthly. It's called Opioid Addiction 101. And this is just a two-hour seminar open to the public. Anybody can come. We're offering it for free, although we do appreciate donations. And this is a two-hour seminar where you will learn all about what are opioids, what's the difference between pharmaceutical opioids and street heroin, what are the mechanics of the life of an intravenous drug user, what does that actually look like? What is naloxone? What is Narcan? How do you use it? What is harm reduction? And how specifically does harm reduction apply to addiction recovery, which is something that people don't talk about very often. So if you'd like to come out and just learn more about the reality of what this looks like for our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones, I think that's the first really important step to destigmatizing, just talking about these things in a realistic way, in a way that doesn't inherently cause shame simply by bringing them up. So if you want to come out to that seminar, that's Opioid Addiction 101, you can learn more about it on Seek Healing's website. That's seekhealing.org. Or if you check out our Facebook page, look up Seek Healing on Facebook. There's an event there. You can RSVP and come out and join us. Fillers.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for the work that you do in the community and for taking time to talk with us today and give us a glimpse into what one aspect of that work looks like. If people would like to learn more about what you do or to support you and get involved, where can they look?
I would ask you to please go to www.seekhealing.org. That's our website at www.seekhealing.org. And as I mentioned earlier, if you want to get enrolled in the program or learn more about our volunteering opportunities through that listening training, you can call our local phone number at 828-547-0222.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Emma. Yeah, see you tomorrow.